안녕하세요. It's Ari, your friendly Korean source and your weekend reminder. Like I said last week, The Lazy Korean is back to weekly newsletter and podcast with a new mini Korean lesson. Today's podcast is about Myers-Briggs types, why you should eat a cake with chopsticks, and a beer time food recipe. And before starting, let me talk about the first virtual McDonald's Instagram Live I had last week. And I was worried that I could have no customer, but thankfully I was able to serve three customers. So I want to say thank you for coming. If you missed it, don't worry because it will open this week as well. So please join my Instagram Live and order your favorite McDonald's menu in Korean to practice your Korean speaking. Opening hours is 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Sunday Eastern Time. Now let's start today's episode. About 2 weeks ago or something, I read a funny article on BuzzFeed, which was about people sharing their stories about having conversation with a person who they got matched with in dating apps. But they were not ordinary conversations. They were conversations that were really, really bad. And among them, I found this. Me, 30 female, decided to finally download Tinder and immediately matched with a self-proclaimed nice guy, 34 male, and sigh, this has been fun. And the conversation was like this. The woman asked, "Can I ask what your Myers-Briggs type?" And the self-proclaimed nice guy said, "No, that shit is dumb." I found this conversation so funny that I wanted to make this as a Korean lesson. So today we're gonna learn how to say what's your Myers-Briggs type and how to answer right in Korean. So Myers-Briggs type or MBTI is super, super popular in Korea. Almost every young Korean knows their type. And recently, even a company asks for a job applicant's MBTI. Since asking someone's MBTI is very common in the country, so let's be prepared to ask and answer with me. It's been a while, but get your mouth and tongue ready and listen and repeat after me three times. It's not that difficult. You can totally do this. Let's start. The first sentence. What's your Myers-Briggs type? MBTI 뭐예요? 뭐예요? Now we learn the question sentence. It's time to learn how to answer. So the second sentence is this. My type is ENFP. What's yours, Jungkook? ENFP예요. 정국 씨는 뭐예요? ENFP예요. 정국 씨는 뭐예요? ENFP예요. 정국 씨는 뭐예요? You did a great job today. I'm so proud of you. And now it's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. This week, I had a big trouble with coming up with a story. Because the biggest news in my country right now is upcoming presidential election. Only less than 2 weeks, about 2 weeks left, I think. And there are so many interesting stories I want to share about, but I thought many of you are not really interested. So I had to find something else. And that something else is this. Why you should eat cake with chopsticks. Chopsticks are one of the things Koreans must learn at early age. I remember I started using them at around 5. I felt like an adult when teaching my kids fork for kids chopsticks. We learn how to use them at kindergartens and at home from our parents. Though they're just standard or right way to use them, many people have their own style of grabbing the sticks. It's all about finding the most comfortable spots to put your fingers on and your own easiest way to move your fingers to pick up the food. Chopsticks are a big part of Korean culture. It's so big that it could even influence our romantic relationships. Many Koreans like men or women who have good chopstick manners or skills, which is often using the sticks in the standard way. Conversely, they don't really like a person who has bad chopstick manners. I read an internet post saying she's worried about her bad chopstick manners before a blind date. And she uploaded a picture of how she grabs the sticks. And the comments were like, "Oh, I understand why you are worried. Your manners are really bad," kind of thing. And Korean K-pop fans often praise idols' good chopstick manners. I don't know how to explain this, but when I see a person who has really good chopstick manners or skills, I kind of get the feeling that that person is raised well. It feels like that person is an educated person. So I think that's why people love a person who has good chopstick manners. So if you're planning to date a Korean man or woman, I recommend you to learn how to use chopsticks in the standard way. And there's another reason why I recommend you to learn how to use chopsticks. Please hear me out. So about a week ago, I got a pizza delivered to my house, and it was so big that I couldn't eat all. So I stored more than half of it in refrigerator. And ever since, I'm having one piece of pizza a day with my chopsticks. As I was being very Korean myself, I remembered a gif of a BTS member. I think it looks like Jimin, and a BTS member eating a cake with chopsticks. You can see this gif on this week's email newsletter. You can find the link in the description of this episode. In the gif, he's trying to cut a cake with his wood chopsticks. And I relate to this gif so much because this is exactly how I eat a cake by myself. I prefer using chopsticks rather than fork for cake, along with many other food like pizza, because it's not only more comfortable, but also I feel the cake tastes more delicious with chopsticks. And I have a theory to explain this. When you try to eat a cake with chopsticks, it gets crushed. So you get a messy, bite-sized piece of cake. And the messy piece of cake tastes better than the clean fork-cut piece. I know that the taste is very subjective, but I definitely feel the messy piece tastes much better. So if you want to find out if I'm right or not, please try yourself. And when you do, please let me know. Before wrapping up this week's episode, I have a challenge for people who will participate in my virtual McDonald's Instagram Live. I will start giving you a challenge because I think it will make my life much more, useful, helpful for you to practice Korean speaking. So this week's challenge is to order at least two different menus. If you don't know what to say, I will let you know, so please don't worry. Enjoy my Instagram Live. It will open from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Sunday Eastern Time. Now let's wrap up this week's episode with a super easy Korean food recipe. So if you watch beer drinking scenes or soju drinking scenes in a K-drama, you will often hear this word 안주, which refers to food that Koreans eat when drinking alcohol. Today's food is soya, which is a beer 안주. So many Koreans enjoy this food with beer. And soya is an acronym of 소세지 야채 볶음, or stir-fried sausage and vegetable. It's super easy to make. Just stir-fry sausage and vegetables with ketchup-based sauce. And grab a bottle of beer or soda. It will make your weekend or after-work Netflix time more enjoyable. Watch an in-subbed cooking video on this week's email newsletter and try for yourself. As always, thanks for listening. If you liked my podcast, leave a review or share my podcast to make my day. Leave a question or what you want to know about my country in newsletter post comments. See you next week. 안녕!